Good morning, everyone. It's the 20th. Have you ever been disparaged? Not discouraged, disparaged. You know what disparaged means? Has someone disparaged you lately? Disparage means to have someone criticize you, to show in some way that they disrespect you, they devalue you, they belittle you, they treat you worse than, to belittle someone or devalue or place very low regard for someone. To express scornfully one's low opinion of someone. Well, I recently had someone do that. In fact, I recently had someone who I thought I knew say I was a piece of crap. That's what he said. Well, you know, I want to look at the 102nd Psalm this morning because it gives me hope when some people make disparaging remarks against me. Psalm 102:8, mine enemies reproach me all the day, and they are mad against me, are sworn against me. A prayer of the afflicted when he is overwhelmed and poureth out his complaint before the Lord. Hear my prayer, O Lord, and let my cry come unto thee. Hide not thy face from me in the days when I am in trouble. Incline thine ear unto me in the day when I call. Answer me speedily. For my days are consumed like smoke, and my bones are burned as in heat. My heart is smitten and withered like grass, so that I forget to eat my bread. By reason of the voice of my groanings, my bones cleave to my skin. I am like a pelican of the wilderness. I'm like an owl of the desert. I watch and am as a sparrow alone upon the housetop. Mine enemies reproach me all the day, and they are mad against me and are sworn against me. For I have eaten ashes like bread and mingled my drink with weeping because of thine indignation and thy wrath, for thou hast lifted me up and cast me down. My days are like a shadow that declineth, and I am withered like grass, but thou, O Lord, shall endure forever. And thy remembrance unto all generations, thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion. For the time to favor her, yea, the set time has come, for the servants are pleasure in her stones, and favor the dust thereof, so the heathen shall fear the name of the Lord, and all the kings of the earth the glory. When the Lord shall build up Zion, he shall appear in his glory. He will regard the prayer of the destitute, and not despise their prayer. This shall be written for the generation to come, and the people which shall be created shall praise the Lord. For he hath looked down from the height of the sanctuary, from heaven did the Lord behold the earth, to hear the groaning of the prisoner, to loose them that are appointed to death, to declare the name of the Lord in Zion, and his praise in Jerusalem. When the people are gathered together in the kingdoms to serve the Lord, he weakened my strength in the way, he shortened my days. I said, O my God, take me not away in the midst of the days. Thy years are throughout all generations. Of old thou hast laid the foundations of the earth, and the heavens are the work of thy hands. They shall perish, but thou shalt endure. Yea, all of them shall wax old like a garment. As a vesture shalt thou change them, and they shall be changed. But thou art the same, and thy years shall have no end. The children of thy servants shall continue, and their seed shall be established before thee. Well, that's a great promise, isn't it? The children of thy servants shall continue, and their seed shall be established before thee. So the next time someone disparages you and puts you down and maligns you, and when you you're trying to stand up for the Word of God and they attack the Word of God, they attack you because you're standing up for the Word of God. When they do that, be encouraged. Realize that God's Word stands for sure. They can attack it all they want to. They can say you're taking, when you're actually just reading the Word, they're saying that you take it out of context when you're reading the Bible. Isn't that amazing? How can you take it out of context when you're reading it? You know, so that's my thoughts this morning. And there's a lot of people on the attack right now. Especially when you stand up for election, predestination, predestinated to adoption. When you stand up for the fact that Jesus Christ has His people from every kindred, every tongue, and every nation. He has loved them with an everlasting love. But He hasn't shown His grace and love to everyone without exception, because if He'd shown His grace and love to everyone without exception, everyone would proclaim His Word, would they not? Everyone would stand up for predestination and election. They wouldn't denounce His Word. May the good Lord be with you today, is my prayer. God bless.